From Hollywood, it's the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show. With Bill Goodwin, Bea Benaderet, Hal March, and Marvin Miller.
As we look in at the Burns home today, we find George talking to Gracie. Sounds simple, doesn't it? We'll try it sometime.
You look worried, Gracie. What's the trouble?
I think too much, George. I'm afraid my brain will wear out.
Really? What do you think about?
Everything. Oh, I'm way ahead of other people. Look at that girl who married Cary Grant. Everybody says, what a smart girl.
Well?
I thought of marrying Cary Grant years ago.
You're thinking every minute.
I come from a family of thinkers. Big thinkers.
The biggest.
My brother Willie is famous for thinking on his feet.
He is, huh?
Sure. When anyone asks him how much 2 and 2 are, he takes off his shoes and thinks on his feet. Yeah.
Yeah, that Willie's a bright kid. He must have gotten some high marks in school.
Willie got the highest marks ever given by a teacher.
Willie?
Yes. They were on top of his head. She hit him with a ruler.
That's a brother to be proud of.
Yeah. Oh, and all my sisters are smart, too. Pearl, Bessie, Westinghouse, Hazel. But my sister,
Gracie,
Bessie...
I've always wanted to ask you, how did Westinghouse get her name?
Oh, well, when she came along, my mother really wanted a refrigerator.
Westinghouse Allen. Nice name.
Well, anyway, my sister Bessie...
Gracie, aren't you getting kind of tired?
No, I could talk for days about my family.
That's what I'm afraid of, yes. You know, Gracie, I think you've got too much time on your hands. You ought to get out of the house for a while, go places and see things.
You think so?
Oh, sure. Los Angeles is full of stuff you've never seen.
I've seen it. I've even breathed it.
I didn't mean that. Besides, that's exaggerated. This is the land of sunshine. Everyone wears smoke glasses.
Yeah, but they're not smoked when they put them on.
Well, there are lots of indoor things to see, like the Los Angeles Museum. There's a wonderful place to spend the day.
Do you really think it'll rest my brain to go there?
Believe me, honey, the museum is just the place for your brain.
Oh. Then I'll go. Goodbye, sweetheart.
Goodbye, honey. This is not a new thing with Gracie. She's tried to stop thinking before, but she never knew when she succeeded. The last time she suffered a relapse and started thinking, I recommended the opera. I asked her if she'd like to see Il Trovatore, and she said she'd rather go some night when he wasn't sick. Anyway, I took her to see Carmen, which is a Spanish opera, only it was sung in Italian by an all-German cast. Fortunately, the program was printed in English, so at least it was possible not to understand it in my own language. The reason I took her to the opera is because she wanted to give her brain a rest. Personally, I love the opera because it's so believable. There was a 96-pound tenor, and he sings to a 350-pound soprano, "I will take you in my arms and fly away with you." He's going to fly away with her. Unless this kid has got a rocket in his back pocket, he isn't even going to get her off the ground. You know, it surprised me the way I learned to appreciate opera immediately. I fell asleep in all the right places. Not an easy thing to do, you know, with all that hollering going on. I got my biggest kick watching the people sitting in the Diamond Horseshoe, the ones with the fancy opera glasses, you know, the popsicle type. You know, they come on a stick. Found out that they really don't look through those opera glasses. They just hold them so they can flash those big diamonds on their hands. Gracie's brother Willie was with us. He bent over to pick up his program and blinded them all with the seat of his blue serge pants. To tell you the truth, Willie wasn't really with us. He just came along for that last joke. Gracie loved the opera. After the first aria, when everybody yelled bravo, she said, "Let's go back to meet him," and I said, "Later." Then they played the Toreador song. Gracie says, "George, that's the same music they used to play when we were in vaudeville." She says, and look, there's Sam Spivak, the acrobat. I said, where? She says, that big fat fella in the tight little pants. I says, Gracie, that's Lawrence Melchior, and he's no acrobat. She says, how did he get in those pants? After the opera was over, we were walking home, and Gracie says, George, do you think my brain is really rested by now? I said, I think so. She says, good. Let's go back to the opera house and get my shoes. I see Gracie has arrived at the museum.
Well, it's awfully nice of you to offer to show me through the museum.
Oh, the pleasure will be mine, dear lady. By your presence here, you prove that you are an intellectual, interested in culture. In this age of television, man strains his eyes watching the antics of puppets and buffoons, while the great art treasures of the ages stand here, gathering dust. You have given me renewed faith in the intelligence of the human race.
Well, thank you.
Together we shall explore the civilizations of the past. Shall we begin our tour with the ancient Greeks?
No, they'll slow us down. Let's go alone.
Oh, delightful. You also have a sense of humor. Oh, this will indeed be a pleasure. Suppose we start here with the famous statue of Venus de Milo.
Oh, that poor woman. Let's see what it says here on this pedestal. BC 470. Oh, that must be the license number of the car that hit her.
Excellent, excellent. I must tell that in our curators' meeting.
Oh, look at these statues.
These figures are all from an ancient Greek frieze.
Well, no wonder they froze. They have no clothes on.
You know, a horrible doubt has just crossed my mind. I don't think you're kidding.
Well, of course I'm not. Now, where will we go now?
Why don't you go home and watch television?
Oh, no, this is more fun. Now, what's in this next room here?
Famous paintings, but I don't think you like them.
Oh, yes, I would. Great artists just fascinate me. I love paintings.
I have an original Botticelli I could show you.
Oh, no, I want to see the pictures. Now, come along.
Madam.
Oh, here are the paintings. My, you have lots of them. What's this one? Oh,
this is a copy of a masterpiece by Michelangelo.
Oh, yes, I've heard of Michelangelo. He paints for Life magazine.
The pictures which you saw in Life magazine were painted by Michelangelo over 400 years ago.
Oh, I know how it is. Those magazines take forever to publish a thing. You know, I sent a story to Cosmopolitan once.
Madam, I have a suggestion. Have you ever been to the Huntington Library and Art Gallery?
No.
It's in Pasadena. Now, there is a lovely museum.
No, I don't think you should call Pasadena a museum. Just because the people are quiet and go to bed early, certainly doesn't mean.
I was referring to the art gallery.
Now, come on, show me a picture.
This next one is by Titian. All of the paintings in this group go back to the Renaissance.
Oh, they just loaned them to you, huh?
The paintings are ours. The Renaissance is a period in history. For example, here is a magnificent Leonardo da Vinci, 1476.
I'll take it.
Give me strength. 1476 is the date the picture was painted, not the price. You could not purchase any original masterpiece for less than $100,000.
Is that so? Well, there certainly is money in painting, isn't there?
If you happen to be a genius, yes.
Oh, I wonder if I'm a genius. You know, I bet I am.
Madam, if you are a genius, I am Clark Gable.
Well, marriage has certainly changed you.
So soon?
Yes, and am I glad you sent me to that museum. Oh, put the thing Fred's right in here, fellas.
Okay, miss. Dump it here, Fred.
What is all this? What is all this? What is all this? Thank you. What is all this?
That's everything, miss.
Thank you, boys. Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye. Now, what is all this?
Oh, George, if you have something to say, I wish you'd say it.
I'll try. What is
because
all this?
Because I have to get busy with my papers. That's why I bought all this equipment. Canvas, picture frames, paint, brushes. Now, what have you been trying to say?
Nothing.
Couldn't that have waited?
So you've taken up painting?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to paint?
Masterpieces. They bring the most money. Now, for example, let's say I only turn out one masterpiece a day. And let's say I sell it at rock bottom price, $100,000. That's $100,000 a day, 364 days a year.
365.
Well, I'll need one day to take the money to the bank.
Gracie, before you can paint a masterpiece, you have to be a master, a genius.
Well, artistic geniuses run in my family.
If they get into your family, I don't blame them for running.
My Uncle Charlie used to draw pictures of Lincoln and Washington, and they were so good you couldn't tell his drawings from real money. You know, he'd be famous, but he gave it up to play baseball.
Where did he play baseball?
Sing Sing.
He was so clever. How come he got caught?
Well, he was so proud of his work, he signed his name to it.
Well, I'm glad they put him away.
Oh, not for long, though. He painted a picture of an open door on the prison wall.
So?
So while the guards were trying to close it, my uncle walked out the front gate.
Well, if you want to take up painting as a hobby, it's okay by me. Maybe it'll keep you busy. Certainly bought enough, Hey, what's that little animal in the cage?
Well, George, I'm afraid you don't know much about painting. That's something every artist must have, a weasel.
A weasel?
Finding one. No wonder great painters are scarce. There aren't enough weasels to go around.
Honey, you misunderstood somebody. Painters don't use a weasel. They use an easel.
Oh? A male weasel, huh?
An easel holds the picture while you're painting it.
Oh, what a clever little animal. Oh, but you could do it. You're as strong as a weasel.
I'm stronger than a weasel. Much stronger.
Oh,
if it has been. I remember when Gracie wanted to be a ballet dancer, and they told her at school she'd have to have a pair of strong calves. She had fresh milk for a week. It was handy, but you know how you get too much of a good thing.
I'm afraid I have to disagree with you, George. Our product is one good thing you just can't get too much of. Then we insert the middle commercial here.
Thank you.
Well, Gracie's now in the painting business. She came home with $200 worth of artist material and was painting everything in sight. Finally, I put my foot down. I got red toenails. You know, at one point I thought she was going to give up the whole thing. That was when she laid down her brush and said...
George, I'm kind of discouraged.
What's the trouble, Gracie?
Well, I've been painting for 2 hours now, and I still haven't turned out a masterpiece.
Well, you're just a slow starter, that's all.
Of course, I've had some bad luck. First of all, I'm getting no cooperation whatever from that weasel.
I forgot to take it back to the pet shop.
Well, you said he'd hold the picture for me. But the minute I let him out of the cage, he ran under the house.
I didn't say that.
I crawled in after him, but I finally had to give it up. It's too dark to paint under there.
That would even slow down Rembrandt.
And I'm having trouble mixing the paint, too. I got a bucket and mixed all the colors together in it.
What color did you get?
Aluminum. That's the only color buckets they had.
In the first place, Gracie, you're supposed to mix the paint on your palette.
Oh, don't be silly. I'd swallow it.
Serves me right. I shouldn't have asked that. Why don't you take up another hobby?
No, Judge. We Irish aren't quitters. Look at that other great Irish painter, Michelangelo.
Oh, Van Dyke was good, too.
Was he?
Oh, Van Dyke.
Well, I'm going next door. I'm going to talk to Blanche Morton. She always encourages me and cheers me up.
Okay, honey, but first you're going to help me catch that weasel. Here, you take the flashlight.
All right.
Come on. There we are. Now, you throw the light under the house while I crawl in.
All right.
Well, turn it on.
Well, I can't. You told me to throw it under the house.
Go see Blanche Morton.
Painting is a wonderful idea, Gracie. I'm for you.
Oh, thank you, Blanche.
Lots of entertainment stars go in for art. Linda Darnell, Claudette Colbert, one of them.
Oh?
Linda did a beautiful portrait of her husband. And do you know what Irene Dunne did?
No, what did she Dunne do?
She Dunne painted a picture.
I wish I could, but I've had nothing but trouble.
Oh, Gracie, you don't know what trouble is. Rembrandt lived in poverty and died in bankruptcy.
He moved, huh?
No, he starved. He suffered. Lots of great artists did, but it seems like the more they suffered, the better they painted.
Blanche, that's it. That's why I haven't been able to paint. I haven't suffered.
You haven't suffered? Honey, you've been married to George Burns for 17 years.
Living with George is wonderful. He's...
Oh, my goodness. Here comes Harry home for dinner, and I haven't got it ready. That man can eat a horse.
Really?
Harry, you're home early.
Yeah, I had to get away from that office. It was a madhouse, honey. Oh, hello, Gracie.
Oh, please, Harry, don't be pleasant to me. I'm trying to suffer.
Huh?
I'm about to paint a masterpiece.
You're going to paint a masterpiece? Where's George?
He's under the house chasing a weasel.
Blanche.
Oh, now, don't bother Blanche. She's cooking you a horse for dinner.
Well, back to the office.
Bye.
Why couldn't we live next door to something restful? Like a boiler factory.
Don't get upset, dear. Gracie's taken up a new hobby, painting. And she thinks you have to suffer to be a painter.
George is the one who should be a painter. You have no idea what he takes from Gracie.
No, but it must be quite a tidy sum.
Yeah. Why don't you stop with that? George could be a success without Gracie.
Yeah, like Edgar Bergen could without McCarthy.
Now, that's a real silly comparison. Bergen works with a dummy, and George... Okay, you win that point.
Don't you go insinuating that Gracie's a dummy. She's perfectly normal.
Normal, huh? Do you know what she did when her alarm clock broke?
What?
She telephoned Time Magazine and left a call for 7 o'clock. I rest my case. Now, how about dinner?
Back again, Rembrandt?
Yes, George. I found out that you have to suffer before you can paint, so I'm going to suffer like mad.
I see. What's in the package?
A pair of new shoes, size 2.
You wear size 4.
Get the idea?
I get it. You answer the door. I'm going in the den and run through some of the tunes I've got to do at the Friars Frolic. Hi, Gracie. What's doing?
Oh, hello, Bill. I'm taking a painting.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Say, that's a wonderful hobby. You know, I went to art school for years. We used to hire beautiful models to come in and pose for us. Gorgeous girls.
Oh, I'd like to see some of your paintings.
Who painted?
Well, I'm serious about my art, Bill. I'm trying to suffer so I can paint a masterpiece. But it's almost impossible to suffer around here.
It is?
Well, sure, I'll open the door to the den and show you why.
And if I call a buttercup, the dandelions would eat her up. So why ring and change your name, man?
Did you hear that?
Yeah. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to paint.
Why, Bill?
Gracie.
Hmm? Oh, hello, Bill.
Oh, hi, George. Gracie tells me she's going to paint.
Yeah, but she thinks she has to suffer first. Relax, honey. Believe me, it's possible to suffer without knocking yourself out. Look at me.
He's right, Gracie. If you want to suffer, look at George.
Pay no attention to him, honey. What are you going to paint?
Why, you, of course.
Me?
Yeah, in some famous pose, like September Morn.
You're going to paint me nude?
Oh, of course not. I'll wear a smock. Otherwise, I won't have a pocket for my brushes.
Oh, yes. Paint me as I am, and let's get started.
George, it's almost finished. Just a few more strokes of the brush.
I'm dying to see it.
Well, it's truly a masterpiece. I'm so glad I bought these tight shoes.
Does it look like me?
Look like you? Well, it's so good, I can hardly tell you apart. Are you tired, dear?
A little.
Why don't you answer me?
Just did.
How do you like that? I was talking to the picture.
We look so much alike, huh?
Yes, yes. You know how your nose is right in the middle of your face?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same way here.
Well, it's a nice place to put it.
And you know your eyes are so big and bright. And, George, where do you think I put your ears?
One on each side?
You peeked.
You know, I just took a wild guess. Come in.
Oh, Blanche and Harry. I've just finished my painting. Come over and look at it.
All right. Hey, this is good.
Oh, it certainly is.
Do you recognize it?
Well, sure. It's a yellow cab with the doors open.
Harry, don't be ridiculous. Whoever saw a yellow cab with 2 bloodshot headlights? And a radish hanging between them.
George, are you going to sit there and let these people say things like that about you?
George, this is a picture of you?
Yes, Harry.
Oh. Oh, well, George, we didn't know that.
We didn't know that.
We owe you an apology.
Apology we owe you.
But it's a wonderful likeness. The only difference between this picture and you is that the radish on your face is lost.
Goodbye, Harry.
Come on, Blanche.
Gracie, stop crying. Stop it. What do they know about painting? I'll bet it's good. Turn it around so I can see it.
There.
Why, that's... By golly, it does look like a yellow cat. I'll tell you what. You know that new dress you saw in Magnan's window? It's yours.
Can I have a new hat to go with it?
Sure, yeah.
And a coat?
Okay, you can have the coat, too. Baby, now stop. Forget the painting. We'll burn it.
Well, that is beautiful. It's a masterpiece.
And what are you crying about?
These shoes hurt my feet.
Oh, no.
George and Gracie will return in just a moment. But first, we insert the commercial. Now, here are our stars.
Oh, now, darling, I know you've had a bad day, but I'll make it up to you. Put your head here right in my lap. That's it. Oh, you're so cute. Just love to run my fingers through your hair.
Gracie, stop petting that weasel and come to bed. Good night, folks.
George Burns and Gracie Ellen program was transcribed in Hollywood.